Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Vice Chair. International protection of people in need is a historic commitment of Colombia. Despite the health limitations, we continue to grant access to procedures and ensuring asylum seekers have their rights upheld as per the Refugee Convention in our national legislation and respect the principle of non-refoulement. Over the last 5 years, we've seen an ongoing increase, 566 to more than 12,000 this year, a total of 37,000 requests in this period of time. Of these requests, 98% correspond to Venezuelans. In addition, we're seeing a substantial Venezuelan population and mixed migratory flows coming into our country. The vulnerability of this population is extreme. They arrive malnourished with young children, often in despair, and sometimes they have walked to our country. One of our priorities is therefore a program Fruto de los Caminantes and providing transitional centers that they can stay in and receive support. Other have to do with the temporal protection statute for Venezuelans. As the High Commissioner said, and the Assistant High Commissioner, this is a temporary protection measure. It gives them access to education, health, and formal work on an equal footing with Colombian citizens. We believe that all these international protection measures have to be linked to finding lasting solutions such as socioeconomic inclusion. We continue with First Children as a program, ensuring that they can get Colombian nationality for these children who have been born of Venezuelan parents and were at risk of statelessness. These children now have guaranteed their right to nationality. It's a fundamental right. That is why we support decisively the coordination work done by OIM and UNHCR, leading the regional plan that needs to reflect the priority of host countries, addressing the needs in a range of sectors, particularly health and education. So that socioeconomic inclusion is effective, we need to be mindful of the host communities. So that socioeconomic inclusion is effective, we need to be mindful of the host communities. Many of them have their own levels of poverty and needs, and they need to be included so we can prevent xenophobia, discrimination, violence, which we clearly reject. Vice Chair, for Colombia, the work done by UNHCR is invaluable. We have a four-year plan now of joint work, and it's worth mentioning the recent adoption of a memorandum of understanding between UNHCR and Colombia Migration, which will increase cooperation in the area of institutional capacity to implement this temporary protection statute and training in international law for refugees, uphold international standards, and prevent xenophobia. We therefore restate our thanks to the government of Colombia, UNHCR, for the support, and also rather thank the UNHCR from our government and the donor countries. We are continually linked to the Global Compact and the overall goal to save lives and maintain human dignity, showing solidarity and fraternity. Thank you, Vice Chair.